It gives me great pleasure to introduce our speaker to you this morning. Patty was a nurse at one time in her life until they heard the words that your child has cancer. And after that, their whole family, their lives changed. Patty is the co-founder and executive director of the Children's Cancer Network, which is a nonprofit organization and helps the Arizona families whose children have childhood cancer. And this is their 20th year, beginning this year, of serving the Arizona community. And each year, they serve 800 families. And it's hard to believe that there are that many families whose children have cancer in the area. So this morning, Patty will be talking to you about finding joy in life. So please give a warm welcome to Patty Duchel this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here to this beautiful, beautiful church and this beautiful service celebrating women. What a pleasure and an honor to be part of this. As Donna shared, I'm co-founder and executive director of Children's Cancer Network. I'm also a wife to my husband, Steve, who's amazing, of course. I love him dearly. Two beautiful children, Jeff and Jenny. Jenny's now 36, going on 37. Jeff is 34. Our pets are a huge part of our life. Jeff is now, he fostered a little chihuahua named Filet Mignon. We call him Phil. And he has added much joy to our life in kind of funny different ways. I'm also a nurse and a nurse educator. And my life has been pretty simple. In many respects. When Donna had asked me to speak about joy, I started to do a little research. I looked for definitions of joy. And what I learned was that it's pretty hard to come up with a definitive definition of joy. Much of the literature talks about excessive happiness or a feeling of great pleasure, extreme happiness, vibrant happiness. So I took that to mean, of course, that's when you feel real joy. It's just, you're just incredibly, feel incredibly blessed and incredibly happy. As I spoke to friends and family, though, I also learned that not only is joy a noun, but it's also a verb. It's an action verb of feeling that joy and the behavior or the experience of joy, to rejoice, right? So joy means a little bit different things to different people, and yet what we all know collectively is we know when joy is present in our life, and sometimes we know when it escapes us. It's been a little bit elusive during that period of time. For whatever reason. It can be defined as a moment of joy for some people, moments kind of interspersed through a very happy life. It could also be an underlying peaceful or joy that is offers peace and kind of fulfillment, inspiration. And it also can be moments of light in the darkness. So each of us has a different kind of experience with joy. We know when it's there, and sometimes we know when it's not. So let me tell you a little bit about my story. So for the majority of my life, I've been an avid optimist. My husband and I actually complement each other because he is always reminding me of the potential negative. And I am always like, yeah, but, you know, here's the positive. There's a little bit of risk, but here's the positive. So we're a great pair because we balance each other. But my childhood was simple. It was happy. For the most part, I was blissfully unaware of any of the complexities of life. For many of us, that innocence and the simplicity allows us to experience joy because we're open to it. That three-year-old who sees those Christmas lights on the tree and the presents and their look on their face, just that extreme joy, it's really something to see. As the youngest of three girls, I followed in my sister's footsteps, and all was good. Got through school, questioned very little about, you know, what I was doing. I was content. I enjoyed life. I was pretty shy, believe it or not. Excellent student. I danced. I swam. I enjoyed family and friends. Again, life was straightforward, very simple. I didn't have too much that challenged me into wondering how to fix things or how to help things be different. I definitely experienced happiness, and I would even say I experienced joy, although in my early years, I'm not sure I could have told the difference between happiness and joy. College was a whole new experience for me. My world opened up, and nursing was my chosen profession, and I embraced it wholeheartedly. And for the very first time, I felt that joy of giving back and caring for people through my clinicals, through my my first experiences with community giving back and opportunities to really embrace life and help. And that was, it brought me great joy. I also got involved with helping the younger students. And I carried that forward into my career as well. Steve and I met in college, so that was a great joyful part for me to meet my soulmate. And we kept moving on. We were very happy. We moved to Chicago after graduation, back to my hometown. And I found my calling through pediatric nursing, nursing of children. I have to tell you a funny story. I wasn't one at that point in my life. I had gained a lot of strength and purpose, and I wasn't one to listen to people telling me what to do, which in this case was a blessing. My pediatric nurse, my nurse educator, my teacher, found me my first day of clinicals in a room with a child. I was the youngest of three. I never babysat. I don't think I'd ever even held a child, okay? So I've got this crying baby and this little basin that I'm supposed to give this little one a bath. And she's crying, and every time I can calm her down, but every time I tried to put her down, she would cry again. So I'm like, okay, so how do I fill the basin with water? How do I keep holding this child? The mom has great confidence in me. She immediately takes off for a cup of coffee. So I'm like, what do I do? What do I do? So my instructor walks in, and she's completely furious with me because I had never had experience. Now, I'm not quite sure why she didn't ask me if I had experience before we got in there. But so she helped me get it all straightened out. And under her breath, she said, "You will never make a pediatric nurse." You know what? Thankfully, I didn't listen, right? And I took great joy. I'll use that word joy. And becoming a pediatric nurse, a very, very good one, and then becoming a pediatric nursing instructor and sharing my joy with and my passion with others. So, again, my life was very wonderful and positive, and not too many things that held up roadblocks for me. My happiness deepened, and this is where joy became apparent in my life personally. Again, that caring for children, teaching and mentoring younger nurses, making a difference became a passion for me. At the same time, I find joy as Steve's and my relationship deepened, and we chose to marry. Happiness turned to joy as we began our life together. We came to Arizona. The day we got married, the next day, we were here in Arizona. And so it was just a new beginning and a fresh start for us. And I would say it was very happy and joyful. Now, let me explain, though, that doesn't mean it was easy. It was joyful. It was happy. But there's always ups and downs to life, aren't there? always. But the joy made it easier to reconcile those differences. It made it easier to cope, and it made it easier to hold to our promise to never go to bed angry with each other or with the world. So that joy helped us balance those ups and downs. Our careers blossomed. We bought our first home. Moments of joy continued to bless our lives. And then came Jenny, and 2.5 years later came Jeff. And for us, that was the icing on the cake. There's no greater joy for us than to see the birth of those children. They're very different. Jenny is, the day she was born, she popped out, eyes wide open, ready to take on the world, and has not stopped since. Jeff snuggled down the day he was born. I don't think he really opened his eyes for about 2.5 weeks. He really wasn't, the doctor said, you know, he might not have been ready to come out quite yet. And he's just my young one who held his heart close to him and is more shy, has a couple really good friends, very deep, but Jenny's the larger-than-life person. So a challenge being parenting, parenting both of these kids who are so different. I used to tell them, okay, you're on different ends of the spectrum. You don't have different rules. I'm just trying to bring you both back to the center. And so it was a lot of fun. Those early years were exciting, busy, chaotic even at times, but wonderful. So not only now are we experiencing joy ourselves, but we're experiencing joy through the eyes of our children, which is a gift and wonderful. When Jeff turned 5, though, he started having some health issues. And we spent a month going back and forth to the doctor, trying to figure out what was going on. It was difficult. I was a pediatric ICU nurse at the time. Initially, they thought I was just being, okay, Patty, he's fine. All the tests were coming back good. And yet things kind of progressed. And as the month progressed, towards the end of that month, at 10 o'clock in the morning, he would be feeling very, very good, very strong. By noon, he was taking a nap. By 3, he was really tired. By 6 in the evening, he would start with night sweats and paleness and look not so good at all. So I knew something was wrong, but again, all the test results were coming back good. So we kept going back to the doctors, and different doctors were taking a look at things and testing. Sadly, finally, there was the one doctor who put it all together and solved the puzzle. And he says, I'm so sorry. You need to see an oncologist to see what's going on. And our hearts dropped. We went to the doctor the next day, the oncologist, and heard those 4 words, your child has cancer. Absolutely devastating. Our world turned upside down. I remember that evening when we came home, Jeff fell asleep on the couch. We didn't want to move him. So Steve and I slept on the floor next to him and awake all night talking, wondering, how are we going to get through this? Will he survive? Well, how will we handle it? Where we prayed for the best doctors, the best healthcare team, how Jenny would do throughout all of this, and how would we afford to pay for it? Would our insurance be enough? All those things. Very scary time for us, and our world changed forever in that moment. We prayed, we learned, we followed instructions, and we as Jeff said, we stuck together. Sorry. So the 4 of us banded together, and no family here in town, but lots of friends, lots of support. We moved forward, and we learned to figure it out, and we found hope in our incredible healthcare team. We found optimism in that, the little things of this cancer, ALL, is the most common childhood cancer. 85% of children do survive. All those things, so positive, and we move forward with intent and with optimism, with hope. And we found our joy again. Our animals played a big role in it, funny things that would happen. We found our joy in our sense of humor, you know, when things would happen and we would share stories. But we stuck together and we were surviving. We had a little bit of a split life. Hospitals, doctor's appointments, medication, chemotherapy. And yet we still found that balance of Cub Scouts and school and birthday parties and just fun together. Our pets were a big part of it as well. And our spirituality, very, very, very important to us all. So we survived the lows and we relished the highs and the joys. 2.5 years into Jeff's treatment, we heard those words again. The cancer was back. So it's leukemia is a 3-year course of treatment. This was a relapse on treatment, which is not good. And again, devastating. The rug was ripped out from underneath us. And we proceeded to, again, figure it out. We moved into action. Wonderful healthcare team figured out what we needed to do, added radiation to his treatment, continued with 2.5 more years of chemotherapy. Again, we found our new normal of balance, and joy was there. We had camping trips. We had one time we kidnapped Steve because it was his birthday, and we decided just to make it really special. So blindfold, and we bound his hands and popped him in the car and took him out. The kids will never forget that. You know, all kinds of fun things. We just kept going. We found our rhythm to the roller coaster, and again, relishing the joys and surviving the lows. We would hear those words, the cancer's back, 2 more times in his elementary school years, in 4th grade and in 5th grade. The second grade was a central nervous system relapse, and the 4th grade and 5th grade both, they were relapses where a cancer cell was found in the exterior chamber of his eye. Leukemia is in your blood, and if you don't get 100% of those cells taken care of, one will hide and wait for the opportune time and begin to replicate. And that's what was happening with Jeff. And so 4th grade and 5th grade, Jeff at that point became an active part of our team in terms of finding hope. I remember in 5th grade and then that last relapse, I was driving him up to the eye doctor, and the tears were coming down my face. I didn't think he knew I was crying. He was in the back seat. We were driving up to the eye doctor, and he just put his hand on my shoulder. He leaned forward, put his hand on my shoulder, and said, "It's okay, Mom. We've got this." So hope comes from all of us. That optimism is there. We kept going. So we finished that round of 30 days of radiation when he was in 5th grade. And they said, you know what, we're going to stop chemotherapy. We're going to move on. Nothing could have survived what we have set off in his body the last 5 years. And so he started 6th grade with a clean slate, cancer-free, and his first dance, his first girlfriend, so much joy and so much so many wonderful experiences. As we move forward into 6th grade, he found a great group of friends. He kind of started living life again. Believe it or not, all came crashing down one more time. 7th grade, he was feeling bad. He knew every single time when it was back. And the doctor said, no, it couldn't be back. Sure enough, it was. At this point, his bone marrow had started producing new abnormal cells. And so it was tough at that point to, you can't just add chemo or add radiation. Now you have to do something more significant. So he went to bone marrow transplant. We rallied again as a family, again trying to find humor and joy. When we were trying to find a match for him, my husband said, there's no way that Jenny and Jeff are going to be a match. They're such different personalities. And I said, Steve, it has nothing to do with personality. Believe it or not, they were exact opposites. We took great joy in that. We thought, okay, fine. It turned out that his bone marrow came from a little baby from the Czech Republic, and they were able to fly it over. A long time, long year of dealing with treatment in Tucson displaced us from Phoenix down. We lived down in Tucson for 5 months. We had kind of some difficult times with, of course, Jeff being so ill. But we kept our faith. We kept moving forward. Again, incredible healthcare team in Tucson, and we were doing okay. The year was grueling. One piece that we still laugh about today, again, finding joy, he spent Christmas in the hospital, and he was on so many medications that he actually had 4 Christmases because he didn't remember each one. So he would wake up and he'd be like, it's Christmas. And so he would open his packages and then he would fall back asleep, and lots of medication, lots of different things. And he'd wake up again and he'd say, so isn't it Christmas? And so he'd reopen his boxes and we'd do it all again. Oh, this is cool. I love this. So, you know, again, Christmas through the eyes of a child, but 4 times that year. So that was actually kind of fun and something that we remember. We finished out that year. He was doing well. Took him a long time to recover. He chose to go back into 7th grade at that point, give himself a little chance to get ready for high school. And so he was back in school. He lost his peer group because he had changed they had moved forward to 8th grade, and he stayed in 7th by his choice. Then 8th grade, then into high school. Slowly he kind of regained his footing. By 9th and 10th grade, he was beginning to have friends again, beginning to do things, have the energy to do things. And he graduated as a senior and decided to go on to ASU. So everything was looking good. We were returning to a great normal. He started college at ASU East and wanted to become a graphic designer. At the age of 21, during that time, and as he was starting school, he started with a sore on his tongue, and it wouldn't go away. It turned out to be squamous cell cancer of the tongue, a secondary cancer, and absolutely devastating to now hear that now this child was battling a secondary cancer from all that we had done to him the first time. So this was a tough one. It was much more debilitating than even all the cancer treatment and radiation he'd gone through before. He stopped school. 2009 was a tough year, lots of surgeries. He had a trach, he had a G-tube, very, very tough physically on him. He got through that. We were doing okay. But then we learned that the cancer on the tongue had colonized. And what that means is that it's going to continue to grow. So over the next several years, he kept having surgeries every now and then just to take care of each little spot of cancer that came up. And I think for me, that was one of the hardest parts, because I felt like each little surgery was also chipping away at me. It was chipping away at my hope, my optimism, my heart just was breaking to see my son go through this. So I would say I began to lose my joy at that point. I began to lose being open to experiencing joy at that point. We had continued this process of little surgeries until about almost 7 years ago now. They gave us the devastating news that they needed to remove his jaw, his chin, and the rest of his tongue. They felt they had to get ahead of it. And so he went through a 18-hour surgery with 2 surgeons and an incredible team at Mayo. He did very, very well. It was an extremely tough year, very painful surgery. at that point, we just kept going, doing, because that's what we had to do. When we got him home, it was devastating to see him in so much pain and to have him be so sad and disconnected from the world. And it helped. I'm a fixer, and I didn't know how to fix this. And so we were all kind of going through the motions, but I can honestly tell you that I did not experience joy. I lost much of my optimism. We kept going. Everything was good day to day, but it wasn't. It was going through the motions. So at this time, I can tell you, too, that during transplant back in seventh grade, that's when Children's Cancer Network was formed. My daughter decided that we were going to make a difference, and one 18-year-old with no fear, there you go. You have a nonprofit. And so at that point, Children's Cancer Network was moving forward. We did continue to help people. That gave us some healing opportunities. We were able to make a difference in so many people's lives. And yet, here we are 6 years ago, not knowing how to help our own son. We kept going. We used the help of our many people, friends, family, pastors. But it was hard to figure out how to move him forward. 2 years ago, I happened to be in Michael's, and I met an incredible man who turned out to be the manager of Michael's. And I had asked him, I saw a little sign that said seasonal help. And I said, well, what kind of help are you looking for? And he, of course, thought I was talking about me. And I said, no, not for me. I said, I'm looking for my son. And I said, you know, he can only work short days. And he said, well, have him give me a call. You know, have him give me a call. We can find something. Prior to this, Jeff had not agreed to any of my suggestions. Take a class. Join a group. Let's do this. Let's go here. Let's go there. He didn't have the capacity to agree to anything that I was suggesting. And believe it or not, at that moment, he agreed to go see this gentleman at Michael's. He started working for Michael's. He's been with them for 2 years, and that was the spark that turned it for all of us. At that moment, I had a chance for me to take a look at my sense of joy, to take a look at where I had gone during that time and how I had lost my joy or the ability to be open to joy. I revisited my values. I took a moment, and I started very slow. I started with gratitude. Every day, I looked for something to be grateful for, whether it was a smile or whether Jeff went to work and had a good day or whether, Children's Cancer Network, I was able to, although we were doing good things, I'm not sure, I was always open to rejoicing in it. I started to come back to be able to rejoice in that. And slowly, it came back. But it was an intentional effort, and it was something that we had to really work to do. The best part about it is I gave myself permission to be joyful again. I think I felt guilty for being joyful when my son was going through so much. But then when I was able to start feeling joy, he was able to start feeling joy. My family was able to start feeling joy. We moved together, stuck together again, regrouped, and there we went. We were off again. So now, I would say, we have hope. We found our hope again. Hope really is just looking towards a better future. We found our hope. Every day is a gift. Jeff is moving forward. He has Phil, who is amazing. And he has many opportunities. The vet that he works with the dog, wants to have him become a vet tech with them. Lots of opportunities, lots of optimism. We found our joy, and we're moving back. So my challenge to you is when joy might be a little bit elusive at different times, make that list of things that where you find joy. So you have it ready. Find your people. Surround yourself with the people that help you with joy. Make sure that you find ways to give back. Sometimes that's part of healing, and you can find joy in that. Find that balance between sleep, nutrition, and exercise, and begin to rejoice in the little things of life. It's contagious. It's catching. So make sure we share it with each other. So thank you for letting me share my story, and I hope that it'll inspire you to continue find as much joy in your life as you can. It's worth it, and it's vital to all of us. So thank you so much.